Section 4.2, Demilitarizing Security. Quote, conflicts typical of the contemporary world cannot be resolved at gunpoint. They require not a recalibration of military tools and strategies, but a far-reaching commitment to demilitarization. Tom Hastings, author and professor of conflict resolution. Section 4.2.1, shift to a non-provocative defense posture. A first step toward demilitarizing security could be non-provocative defense, which is to reconceive and reconfigure training, logistics, doctrine, and weaponry so that a nation's military is seen by its neighbors to be unsuitable for offense, but clearly able to mount a credible defense of its borders. It is a form of defense that rules out armed attacks against other states. Non-provocative defense implies a truly defensive military posture. It includes radically reducing or eliminating long-range weapons, such as intercontinental ballistic missiles, long-range attack aircraft, carrier fleets and heavy ships, militarized drones, nuclear submarine fleets, overseas bases, and possibly tank armies. In a mature, alternative global security system, a militarized, non-provocative defense posture would be gradually phased out as it became unnecessary. Another defensive posture that will be necessary is a system of defense against futuristic attacks, including cyber attacks on the energy grid, power plants, communications, financial transactions, and defense against dual-use technologies, such as nanotechnology and robotics. Ramping up the cyber capabilities of Interpol would be a first line of defense in this case, and another element of an alternative global security system. Also, non-provocative defense would not rule out a nation having long-range aircraft and ships configured for humanitarian relief. Shifting to non-provocative defense weakens the war system, while making possible the creation of a humanitarian disaster relief force that strengthens the peace system.